Saad, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Jane.
You're the founder and organizer of SOS Art, and right now the Kennedy Heights Art Center is collaborating with SOS Art and presenting a show you curated called Voices from Oaxaca, Social and Cultural Reflections. Oaxaca is in Mexico, and the voices of the title actually are the printmakers of that city. Where in Mexico is this city located?
Oaxaca is a state of Mexico, which is in the southwestern part of Mexico. It is bordered by the states of Guerrero, Puebla, Veracruz, Chiapas, and it has a significant coastline on the Pacific Ocean. The capital of the state also has the same name as Oaxaca. And it's high in the mountains, but with a very temperate temperature. And it is known for the famous archaeological ruins of Monte Albán and Mitla. So, you know, whoever goes there, you'll be really, you'll see a lot of beautiful things.
Does it have a significant tourist element?
It has, actually. It's very touristic, depending on the time of the year that you go there. And many people go and spend part of the year there because of the beautiful weather. For instance, you know, in January, February, you have a lot of people from Canada who go there. In July, August, there's a famous festival called the Guelaguetza, which attracts people from many countries, but also from all over Mexico. Yeah, it is a very touristic place, but unassuming at the same time. People are very kind. There's no pressure. It's a wonderful place. And Indians usually are very kind, very gentle and humble people. And you see that in the culture.
I'd like to know how the show came about. Was it the invitation from the Kennedy Heights Art Center to curate a show reflecting SOS Art? And what led you to Oaxaca?
You know, through SOS Art, which has for mission to promote the arts as opportunities, venues, voices of the artists for peace and justice. You know, I've been going to Oaxaca several times. You know, whenever I go there, I'm very struck by the vibrancy of their art, in particular their printmaking art. But not only its vibrancy, by the content of the art, which is very, very focused on the culture and the social issues that printmakers live over there. And I wanted all along to bring their work here to Cincinnati as part of SOS Art, kind of like to expose, people here to arts from a different place, which uses the art to express social concerns. And out of the blues, you know, a year ago, I got an email from Ellen Muse Lindenman, who is the executive director of Kennedy Heights, inviting me to curate a show. And I jumped at the opportunity, and I told her I want to have a show of Oaxaca printmakers, and she was very open to it.
So these are all very contemporary works by living artists?
There are 31 local artists, and they are all alive except of one who died a couple of years ago. But I happen to know him and have gotten some of his works. They are all contemporary. What did start this whole current in Oaxaca? There's a famous artist by the name of Francisco Toledo, who is indigenous. To start, Oaxaca is a very indigenous state. There are 16 tribes, and there are 16 languages. And there are mainly Zapotec and Mixtec Indians. And Francisco Toledo, who is a very famous and excellent artist, who is also an indigenous, wanted to protect the culture and promote the culture of the Indians there through the arts. So he created many centers focusing mostly on printmaking to encourage the local printmakers to use their art in order to perpetuate the culture, the social issues, and so on of Oaxaca.
So how long has printmaking been going on there?
Printmaking, actually, in Mexico has a very, very long tradition. I mean, if you remember Leopold Mendez and Posada, I mean, these are very important figures in printmaking who, in the 1800s, 1900s, were very strong in using printmaking as street expressions of art. In Oaxaca as well, I mean, there has been a tradition of printmaking, but Francisco Toledo, in the past 50 years, has really given it a good push.
Well, I think a book has also been produced in conjunction with the show.
Yeah. We were lucky to get, support from ArtsWave and the MacLean Foundation and also from the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for our project. And one of the ideas was to do a book about the entire exhibit that will include biography statements of the art, images of the art in both languages, English and Spanish, and to give it free to all the visitors. And the book is very nice. We printed 500 copies, and actually they're almost all disappeared by now.
Well, I think that these are not just pretty pictures, but they're powerful works.
They are very powerful and very beautiful at the same time. What really is specific about the printmakers in Oaxaca is that all have a very, very strong technique. Most of them graduated from the School of Art, and there is a famous printmaker there who is Japanese. His name is Shinzaburo Takeda, who came to Oaxaca almost 40 years ago and has been teaching and forming generations of printmakers and artists in Oaxaca. As a result, they are very, very strong in techniques, but also the images are very beautiful and the content is very strong. So for me, it really brings everything, you know, technique, aesthetics, content, you know, it's all there. And it's very moving. When you see the show, it really moves you. And many people commented on that, how moving it was, and at the same time, how beautiful it was.
Tell us something about the individual artists and the art community there.
Well, you know, what's striking when you go to Oaxaca is that you walk in the streets and there are workshops after workshops. They call them talleres in Spanish over there. And there are cooperatives, there are collection of artists, groups of artists who start a press and invite people to join. And you see them everywhere. So it's very vibrant. And when I went there, I visited many, many of these talleres. And that's how I met many of the artists. They are all special in what they do. Their technique is very strong. The commercial art, when you will see it mostly exposed, tend to be kind of like repetitive. There are certain images that repeat itself. But if you go a little deeper, you see that there's a lot of work that really reflects social issues. I met many of them, and I invited one of them. His name is Ivan Bautista, who came here for the opening of the show and stayed here with me for 10 days and gave workshops at Miami University, at Xavier University, and Tiger Lily Press. And he's an excellent artist. He's young. He's in his 30s, but he masters so many techniques. He's excellent in woodcuts. He's excellent in lithographs. He's excellent in etchings. And what's special about his work is that frequently he combines techniques in one piece. So he wanted kind of to bridge the techniques of printmaking. There's a wonderful group over there that I would like to mention because, you know, they were very also important in the movement right now. Their name is Asaro, and it's a group like a revolutionary printmaking group. They are anonymous, and they are composed of artists who are known, but all their work that they produce, they don't sign it individually. They are anonymous. And they organized in 2006, because in 2006 there were, known demonstrations of teachers in Oaxaca asking for a raise in pay and for better rights, which was very repressed by the government. So Asaro got there and decided to recreate a community of artists that will bring their art to the street. And, for instance, Ivan Bautista that I invited is one of these artists, but whenever he shows with them, he's anonymous. There's another one by the name of Yeska. Yeska is an excellent artist known internationally, and his work is very, very powerful, social, political. There's another one by the name of Mario Guzman. And if you come to the show at Kennedy Heights, you'll see his beautiful, beautiful woodcuts. They're amazing. There's another artist who is super duper. His name is Dario Casiejos. He is a cartoonist, but all of his work is beautifully executed, beautiful images, beautiful content. I can mention names and names, but they are all very, very strong and all very powerful.
So there are different printmaking techniques reflected in this show. Wait, tell us a little bit about
correct.
That.
You know, the printmaking techniques are many. You know, have relief, which is mostly woodcut and linocut relief printing. You have etchings. You have lithographs and monotypes. And they are all represented in the show. Now, relief, mostly woodcuts and linocuts, are probably predominant because people can use them to bring their art to the streets. It's easy to print, and then it's easy kind of like to paste on the wall. And if you go to Oaxaca, Oaxaca is an open museum because, you know, wherever you go, on the walls, in the streets, on the buildings, you have art that speaks to the people and speaks of the problems that people face, their situation, their culture.
Congratulations on the exhibition, and thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you so much, Jane.
Yeah. We've been talking with Saad Ghosn about Voices from Oaxaca, Social and Cultural Reflections, on view at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center now through November 12th. For more information, see wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.